Okay, so Brian here, Matt's in the background making dinner for us at 11:48 p.m.
Hello.
Closing shift schedules. So I am here today to change subject. I would like to discuss the topic of Ukraine and the possibility of World War III. So I am basically a layman on this subject, but I do my research and I keep up with the BBC News, as well as many other news outlets about what's going on in Ukraine right now. HuffPost is another good one. So I'm aware that the Russians have been trying to invade for several months now. They have been killing civilians and creating mass graves. There's been raping, basically Viking-style raping and pillaging almost. Destroying the buildings, rape the women, kill the sons. It's horrible. And the point here, though, is that what would cause World War III to happen? Now, over 10 years ago, I predicted that if there were to be a World War III, the three primary countries involved would be the United States of America, Russia, and China. Now, right now, World War III is not happening because A, the United Nations is not stepping in, boots on the ground, which actually means soldiers there in combat from any UN country, that being America, Canada, Australia, England, France, Germany, okay? These countries are not stepping in. They're giving arms. They're basically donating arms, as in weapons and tanks and missiles and anti-aircraft missiles, to the Ukrainian army, which is great. But they're not going boots on the ground. That is one part of it. The second part is that China has not yet gotten and probably will not get involved. Now, if China were to get involved, they would absolutely back Russia, because China and Russia have been allies for a very long time. They're both basically communists. They both believe in repression of their people, a strong military, and they're fascists as hell. So this would be the true anti-fascism war if this were to happen. Now, my prediction is that, first, Finland is about to join the UN right now. Finland's just about to join the UN. Russia is warning them, saying, Finland, if you join the UN, there will be grave consequences and you will regret this decision. Now, Finland is the northernmost European country, Eastern European country, that borders on Russia. It's right up against the coast, right against the edge of it. To the left of Finland is Sweden, followed by Norway, Denmark, and Iceland. Countries respective of themselves. Scandinavia, if you may. So if Finland joins the United Nations, that means that one country directly on the border with Russia will be an enemy. And that's a problem for them, because right now they're getting in mostly through Belarus, Slovenia, all those countries in the Baltic regions. But mostly I'd say Belarus is the big entry point for Russian soldiers. So they go through Poland. Poland and Belarus have been at odds with each other for a long time. They're not at war or anything, but they disrespect each other. For a while, there's a terror. I'm sure it's still going on right now. So there's a terrible migrant crisis between Poland and Belarus. And what happens is that the migrants from, the Middle East or wherever, those poor people, honestly, I feel so bad for them. And they go to Poland. The Polish frisk them and sweep them off the border into Belarus, make them jump a chain link fence, sometimes with barbed wire, say, you're home now, stay here. And they turn around and the Belarusians go to the immigrants and say, no, you don't belong here, to go back to Poland. So it's a game of leapfrog. They're playing back and forth, and they're tired, they're exhausted, they haven't eaten, and some of them died from the cold because of doing this. They had to sleep outside, and they died. And this is a terrible practice. I must say that, in all honesty, the countries of Poland and Ukraine, I'd say Belarus would be included too, are known as being some of the most corrupt countries in the world. I really feel bad for the citizens of Ukraine, but their governments. I have nothing against Lukashenko or whatever his name, the current president of Ukraine, Vladimir. Now, he's awesome. He's great. I think he's an amazing president, amazing leader. He's rallying his troops. His people are fighting for their country, and that's because of him and his strength. But their government has a long history of corruption and really unsavory things you probably don't even want to think about. Really bad things, actually. However, that's besides the point. So, that aside, back to the main point. So, Matt, what's your opinion on Ukraine, Matt?
My opinion?
Tell me your opinion on the country of Ukraine. What do you know about the country of Ukraine?
Country of Ukraine, let's see. I would have to say, I think it's hogwash.
What do you know about it?
Nothing.
Right.
Well, what you said. I know nothing, but I'm actually learning from you.
Thank you.
The fact that, you know.
You know a lot. You know a lot, Matt.
I'm doing my best too. Thank you.
Did you know anything about Ukraine before this incident?
I knew nothing about Ukraine before all this. Nothing at all.
See, I had a Ukrainian exchange student at my school. Her name was Yulia. And she was a really nice person, but she was one of the strongest willed women I've ever met. Ukrainian Polish women are some strong ass motherfucking women, dude. Do not fuck with them. Trust me. Don't fuck with Ukrainian girls.
I'll take your word on it.
Yep. However, though, you know, in countries like that, there are lots of discriminatory laws, such as anti-abortion, lots of anti-LGBT laws. It is not okay to be gay over there. They do have a drug problem, and they hardly enforce it at all. The police officers are mostly corrupt. They run their own show, and they probably confiscate and use the drugs that they confiscate. I'd say it. But that's my opinion. These are all my opinions, okay? And it's not exactly factual basis here. Either way, though, so anyway, back to the main point. So if Finland is going to join the UN, Russia is going to create a counteroffensive, and basically, without attacking, I'm predicting, they will border their troops up against the Finnish border and all the way down. Entire border, starting with Finland.
It's bad juju. That's all it is. Bad juju.
Well, if Finland gets attacked, then the UN has to step in. Right now, the United Nations has not stepped in because Ukraine is not an official UN member, and that is because when Ukraine separated from Russia in the 1990s, they applied for UN status, and they were denied because of the corruption and falsity in their country. And they tried to clear their act, went back and said, accept us now. And they said, you did great. Good job, kid. But come back in a few years, you know. And we never quite accepted them because they've just been such a – the poor Ukrainians, is all I can say. Those poor Ukrainians. So if Russia attacks anything in Finland, the UN has to respond. The UN responds by invading Russia or at least driving them out of the – bordering countries, like I said, Belarus, Slovenia, Czech Republic, you know, Romania, and Poland, and Ukraine, all these things. They'll drive them out of there, hopefully. But what will they destroy in the meantime? And then what if China steps in as Russia's ally, Russia being finally being attacked? An ally does not have to step in if your military is advancing. If your military is being defeated, your country is being attacked, your foreign soil being attacked, then your allies are almost pretty much unwrittenly required to step in. And so if China joins in, we'd have America, we'd have England, Germany, France, Belgium, it gets kind of slim from there, Italy, definitely, hopefully Australia. Australia steps in when they need to. We're on time.
I do believe Australia would step in if Great Britain stepped in. That's my guess.
I disagree with that. Australia has the tendency to wait until the very end of a war and then suddenly jump in and save the day, kind of. Maybe not save the day. They just got to jump in and try to. They do the best they can.
They do.
The Australian military, in my opinion, isn't exactly the most revered. But they do their best. Either way, though, so that would result in World War III. We know China and Russia. Now, who would ally with China and Russia? There would definitely be some countries that would ally with them.
China and Russia allies, that would be what? Let me take a look here real
quickly. Let's see, look at our map. Well, there's a good chance that Venezuela would join them. Argentina. Argentina might join
Central
them.
Central America would step in, if not South America.
Oh, that's a continent, son.
Yes, they're continents, but...
I was referring to certain countries in the continents.
Central America is Venezuela, Panama.
Venezuela is part of South America. It's on the Colombian border, Colombia and Brazil.
Oh, my bad.
No problems. I know geography. So I'm looking at Asia. We look over Asia. I'm going to guess that Indonesia might step in. Mali, if they even have much of military, they would probably fail miserably. No, not Egypt. The Middle East has no part in this. The Middle East has enough problems on their own. The Middle East does not involve themselves in foreign wars.
Okay.
They have so much going on in their own country, so much BS they have to deal with on a daily basis. They have to fight their own people every day. So they would not be stepping in. China and Russia, you have to look at the communist countries. That's why I'm looking at maybe Venezuela. Yeah, I said Venezuela, maybe Argentina, all the communist countries. Those are the ones that might try to step in. I mean, Venezuela is actually a socialist country, not communist, but they failed miserably at socialism and basically turned it into a poor, dried up communist republic, in my opinion. So either way, we have two of the biggest countries in the entire world fighting against the rest of us. The problem is that China has a very disciplined military. Their military is tough, they are strong, and they do not fear. They have the fear beaten out of them, for crying out loud.
What about Japan?
Oh, Japan has been a pacifist country since World War II ended.
Okay.
After World War II, Japan became a pacifist. In fact, in the past, I think 2 years or so, they just started actually rebuilding their military again for the first time. And they have a new president. Shinzo Abe is no longer president of Japan, prime minister. However, though, I do believe that they are just keeping their military there as a self-defense mechanism. I do not anticipate Japan ever trying to go internationally in a war again. In fact, if you didn't know about this, but Japan is an interesting case where their childbirth rate is so low right now that they're saying that they literally are not having enough births to keep the country alive 100 years from now.
Wow.
Japan will die out, they're predicting, because the ethics and stereotypes that they imposed on their children were so strong, the rebellion is finally setting in. And with this rebellion, people are saying, no, I don't want kids because I don't want to raise this formal, proper family lifestyle that has been ingrained in me my entire life. And I never liked it at all. And it made me feel like shit all the time. And fuck you, mom, fuck you, dad, I'm not having kids. So because of that, their birth rate is so low that 100 years from now, the Japanese will be few and far between, apparently. Anyway, so we'll see what other countries join in, but maybe Laos. Nobody ever thinks about Laos. CIA would probably get in there and wipe them right out first, when they probably already have bombs playing underneath all their fucking planes already. But anyway, though, it'd be an interesting war. I don't think Biden would issue a draft. But he's such a horrible president, and I'm a Democrat, I'm a Democrat. But Biden is such a horrible president, in my opinion. I'm sorry if anybody likes him. He's done terrible. He's done anything right. But he might issue a draft. I mean, he'll be out of office in a few years anyway. And you guarantee you that all of Western Europe is going to join in. Canada will join in. Mexico will stay having their cumpleaños every day down until in Mexico. But yeah, so I'm all ranted out. I can't rant anymore. I'm sorry it was a short episode. Matt, thoughts and comments. You are the introspective one here. You are the more of a thinker. I'm a thinker, but you are a different type of thinker. What are your thoughts and comments as a epilogue to this?
Epilogue. I have to say, I don't know. I've never done an epilogue here, so.
Your overall thoughts on the topic.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. I think we're clarifying that one. Sorry, it's been a long day and night. But, if we go to World War III, I hope we don't. But if we do, God help us all. That's the way I can put it.
If we go to World War III, our economy will boost. I'm not advocating for it. Our economy will boost. We will end up exporting a lot of steel, I believe, and military weapons across the world. Jobs would open up, and we would have an economic growth. Because war equals money. And in some cases, countries want war. Well, that's the developed countries, like us, US, Canada, etc., actually want war because it creates the economic growth that spurs the country again and gets you out of a recession, which we are starting to go into. So the idea of a war right now for America is actually rather promising to the government. They probably find it a good idea. Let's start a little war. Let's turn in on this and make some money, huh? And you know what? Maybe they'll start a draft. Maybe we'll all get fucked. Maybe, luckily, me and Matt are over the ages. I'm 32, he's 40. The fact of the matter is that I have too many mental health problems to be allowed in the military. Matt has back problems, so we're set. But God bless all you 18 to 25-year-old sons. Good luck, guys. Good luck.
Sons and daughters.
That's all I can say. So let's hope for the best. But Russia seems extremely intent on this. They don't seem to want to give up. They are not giving up. When Russia points a finger at you, you better fucking back away from that finger. Because they'll get you. That's what they're doing. Now, like I said, the whole thing about listen closely to Finland joining the UN. That is the big key factor here. Watch what happens. All right, Chevy and Matt, total 3 a.m. over and out.